505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I know. I sound enthusiastic and happy, and it's Monday. What can I tell you? I got up this morning. You get up in the morning, you look out the window, you go, okay, it's another day. I really, honest to goodness, try to live that way. I'm just getting an update here on the trip to Israel. Now, this is not one of those vacation with Jeff and Heidi trips. You know, we just did our trip to France and Normandy not too long ago. We had done the Canadian Rockies and the Inner Passage of Alaska. I think we're going to redo that one. That's one of my favorites. And what else are we doing? Oh, I know we're doing Christmas markets and stuff, but no, that's not what this is. This trip to Israel is strictly for me. It's not for you. I promise I'll share. I'm going because I have to go. It sounds kind of weird, right? How many people travel in this day and age to some place like that and say, oh, I have to go? You could have professional obligations. Oh, there's a job. I have to do this. I have to do that. This is one of those things that came up so quickly. And I want to share the whole story with you because you're entitled to know. I was over at the Friendship Circle of Virginia headquarters. And I was looking at this beautiful room where they hosted the Quest for Cookies, story of Julia and what have you. I was so grateful to them for that. And it's also sort of my master's thesis. There is a designation, there is a master motivational speaker accreditation. And once I have the video, because we shot a nice two-camera video, thanks to Jeremy, who's an amazing, amazing multimedia talent. But he shot it, and he's going to put it together. Anyway, so I have to submit it, and hopefully I'll get this master motivational speaker accreditation, which to me will mean a lot. It may not mean anything to you, but I'm over there, and I'm talking with the fine folks about that, and we're looking at where we're going to put this, and, you know, how's the microphone going to work, and, you know, it's just some of the technical stuff. And, all right, you caught me. I also had to do some quality control on the Friendship Circle cookies. Okay, fine, you got me. But then as I'm walking out, Sarah, who is the executive director of Friendship Circle, starts telling me the story of something that's hanging on the wall. Now, a mezuzah. We who are Jewish either wear mezuzahs or display mezuzahs, or in the case of the Katzes, we do both. So on every doorpost, we put it can be a little wooden box, a little metal box, a little ceramic box, but it has a scroll in there with a prayer. And we put it up on the doorpost so that we can be reminded, of everything. And then I have two that I wear, two mezuzahs around my neck on a chain. So they're important to us. So I'm looking at this thing hanging on the wall over at the Friendship Circle, and in fact, it is a mezuzah that Sarah tells me she got in Israel. But it's in a frame, and it looks like it's posted on a doorway that's been blown up. It's very interesting, and she tells me the story. Sarah had been on one of these trips to Israel a couple of weeks back, met with the woman whose apartment was destroyed, and that mezuzah was on her doorway, and it was essentially blown up. And Sarah, Dr. Sarah Kranzman, I'm going to tell you something. This smart, you bet, lovely, wonderful, caring person, but she's got some guts, some chutzpah, as we might say in my neighborhood, and she said, hey, what do you think about us taking it back to the United States so we could display it in the United States? And you know what? The woman said yes. So Sarah brought it back, and it's on display. And she says to me, you ought to go on one of these trips. I said, yeah, I really should. So well, there's one coming up in a couple of weeks. I said, oh, well, you know, and the next thing I know, because Sarah is Sarah, she takes out her cell phone, which is like a double glass. It's amazing. It's a beautiful piece of technology. And she dials up the right person. And before I know it, I'm talking to the guy going, yeah, we're going to have you come on the trip. So now I've committed in a way. But I said, but just look, I got to go home. I got to talk to Heidi. You know, 5-6 days in Israel is a chunk of time, and I'm not going to be here and all the rest of it. I come home to Heidi. You know what my wife says to me? I tell her I have this opportunity to go to Israel. It's not a vacation, just so you know. We're not going to be sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv. We're not going to the bars right near the American consulate or any of the, you know, it's work. We're going to be volunteering with people at certain points, particularly in the mental health setting, and visiting with people from the IDF and the government, and seeing the actual neighborhoods, the kibbutzim, that were attacked and destroyed. Thousands of innocent people slaughtered on October the 7th. So I'm telling her all that. I says, well, you know, I have this chance to go. She says, well, you have to go. She said that. She says, you have to go. She didn't say you should go, or, wow, that would be cool, or, okay, if you really want to go. She said, you have to go. And she's right. I have to go. So I just got an update. A lot of people have asked about this. I just got an update from the folks who have organized this trip, but I'm not giving out all the details, obviously. But I'm on an email chain here that says at the moment everything is still full steam ahead, and you know other security discussions will be had, but full steam ahead. And the trip just got better because I asked the head of production over at emily'sbracelets.com if they would maybe help me out with some of these beautiful I Stand With Israel and I'm Yisrael Chai bracelets. And because they are the best of the best, and I love Emily Morrissey, and she's such a sweetheart, they said yes. So I'm going to be getting bracelets for everybody who's going on our mission trip to Israel, and then we're going to give some out while we are in Israel, and there's going to be a lot of video, a lot of stuff on Facebook. So make sure that you're following me. Same thing on X. I'm just gonna be slapping stuff up all the time because I just feel, I know these are stories that must be told, and there's an effort to eradicate them, to eliminate the stories themselves as well as the people. You know how I know? On Facebook, I put up the notice about this Give, Send, Go campaign. Now, I've never been on a mission trip. So, I honest to God, I've heard the phrase, I don't know, 1,000 times in my life. People are going on a mission trip. They're doing this. So, I'm invited to do this. And that's the phrase. And I don't really know what it means, except it's not a vacation. And then people started reaching out to me saying, hey, well, how do we help you with your mission trip? I don't know. I've got luggage. I've got, Heidi wants me to make sure I have like real dress shorts instead of gym shorts, and some decent polo shirts instead of just t-shirts. And I said, but I think I'm good. I got two pairs of sneakers from Lucky Road Run Shop. I think I'm good. And they're like, no, you knucklehead. People always donate to help out other people's mission trips. I said, oh, I had no idea. So I set up this Give, Send, Go, which if you want to, you know, you want to be part of it, that's great. And if not, that's okay too. But I set it up. It's met with hundreds of hateful responses. We hope you die. Israel is filled with not. I mean, it just goes on and on. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is the reason that I'm going. Because the efforts to lie to the American people are taken on full steam. We have an example just today with this awful governor of Pennsylvania, this Josh Shapiro. Right? Big deal made out of the fact that he's Jewish. Okay. Well, I'm Jewish. Congratulations. I'm not running for vice president, but maybe you are. But he's now standing up to condemn himself for having supported Israel when he was... 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, I'm taking a look through some of the emails here. Hey, we've got those family four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR race coming up. Apparently, we're going to have a family four-pack each day through the end of the week. That's pretty cool. We'll vary the times, all right? 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour. Make sure that you are listening for that. Of course, always make sure that you are listening to my friend John Reed first thing in the morning. John was all over the umbrella thing, and at first I thought it was like a nanny issue. You know, Nanny McPhee and some of these other nannies from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they were all carrying those umbrellas, you know, bumper shoots. But no, this is about Tiny Tim Kaine finally has an issue. Well, all right, he's got a lot of issues. But he's put his harmonica aside long enough to run for re-election because last thing he wants to do is have an actual job. And now he's taking on beach umbrellas. Yep. No, I'm not going to spend as much time on it as some have, but I'm just telling you, it's another example of why you need to vote for Hung Cao, have somebody in the U.S. Senate who actually does the business of the people and not the business of liability attorneys. The governor up there in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is also under attack right now because, according to some, he has not prevented sexual harassment in his office. $295,000 settlement 3 weeks after Vereb, as this guy was a top aide, close ally to Shapiro. He resigned abruptly September 2023, 3 weeks after Shapiro's administration quietly agreed to pay a settlement of $295,000 after an office employee accused Josh Shapiro's bestest buddy of making sexual advances towards her and making inappropriate remarks about her, other members of the staff, and other females. Well, tomorrow, I believe, is the day that we will officially find out who Kamala Harris is picking as her running mate. So we'll learn tomorrow whether Shapiro has gotten through all of this nonsense. Remember Nancy Pelosi? Yeah, you do. Come on. She used to be Speaker of the House. She is still proudly, I think, a big-time proud San Francisco Democrat, right? I mean, she is. She's not making any apologies for that. Let me share this with you. She has some ideas on Mount Rushmore. And if you are drinking anything or driving, you may want to take the appropriate measures to make sure you don't spill anything, you don't do a spit take, and you don't cause any sort of an accident on the highway. Give you a couple of seconds to, in fact, you know, let me hang on a second. All right, cut number five, please.
So he was in a good place to make whatever decision, top of his game. Such a consequential president of the United States, a Mount Rushmore kind of president of the United States.
Are
want
you
to
really
know what comes next?
That he belongs up there on Mount Rushmore. What? Lincoln and Joe Biden.
But you got Teddy Roosevelt up there, and he's wonderful. I don't say take him down, but you can add Biden.
Yeah. Make sure there's reserved parking, by the way, for Nancy Pelosi to park Broomstick 1. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.